Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The key to life, money, power, respect. Louis this, Gucci that, two private jets. Big money, big business, watch the paper stack. Treat life like a game, it ain't pool, but I'm racked. Big bucks, no whammies. I swear I probably lumped somebody here for a Grammy. My heart black as the Lambo, Kimbo for Kanye. And I ain't frontin', I'm just telling y'all what God say. Bloodthirsty. Seek my own will since the day that Adam cursed me. The lust for power go to your brain if you let it. You say, what up, dog? I hear God. I'm so dyslexic. Sit on the throne. It's really a toilet hard septic. I had no power. I get handed death. I must accept it. It's hard to see the light when you never listen. Our whole life's blacked out. The power's tripping.
Reading hip-hop magazines, yeah. Double Excel got me wanting to excel. They telling me it ain't hard to tell, I rock well. Now with every sale, I'm feeling my head swell. Well, I'm a genius in my dreams. Even if I was, it was stitched inside my jeans. I'm self-inflated, self-infatuated, and somehow I convinced myself I finally made it. The truth is, I was made like the mob. Geppetto put me together, my strings lead to God. Pride come before the fall, I seen it in the script. So if you see me falling, probably a power trip.
A culture where humility is not allowed. They do it big. If you don't see that, you shallow how. Trying to show them how love and power, it goes together. If they call us losers, that just means we last forever. I've been connected to the power, I don't have to chase it. I roll with a trinity, this is sort of the matrix. A hard pill to swallow, we're evil to the core. Wicked power exploits the poor and it brings war. Power could be a field of dreams loaded with landmines. We know the rulers, so you can't say these are bad lines.
You might lust for that power,
but don't forget that we're forgiven. I know the Lord gon' catch me when I'm power tripping.
Yeah. Who made the crowd put their hands in the sky? Me. Who made the sky with their hands? What if y'all can't see this? It's kind of strange. God makes the weather change and we bragging up on our change. Like, look how we make it rain. We invictus, this sin, sickness is in us. Running amok and causing that mischief. Tell me this then, who can really fix us? I'm tripping to think that I'm really not limited in this position. I'm sitting in gravity, pulling me back to earth gradually. Reality's hitting.
We're having a little technical difficulties on my end, but we're going to go through because I've been sitting on something. I've been listening to Festa pretty much for a couple of days, and it was staring on me a couple of days ago, you know, how we went through the whole year, like the whole year was, and I mean the year 2020, you know, maybe, you know, you're hearing this in the future and you're wondering what I'm talking about. The whole entire year of 2020 was just saturated with the whole, this whole civil unrest, social injustice, systematic oppression, the whole nine yards. We went through the whole entire thing. It's like, it's like when you sit down and you talk to one of your kids and you give them the most eloquent depiction of what you feel about their life. You pour out your heart to them and you tell them, you know, I thank you for listening and I'm glad you're listening to me, you know, and you know, I think you got it. And then they turn around and the same exact thing happens. Well, fortunately for us as parents, we only have to do that for our lifespan. But when that progression has been embedded in you for 400 years, it's different. It's different because when I look back and I see we have been singing, praying, dancing, joking, acting. I mean, we've done every, to point to the fact that we are human beings. We are a people. We are a nation. Like, we are a people. And then we deal with the shooting of Mr. Jacob, and you know he was shot 7 times and left paralyzed. I don't know how many times you have to shoot a person. Like, I don't know how many times you have to shoot a person to disable them, to, you know, to take them from being a threat to not being a threat. But the point of a person of authority discharging their firearm is because somebody poses a threat, not because someone's escaping or because someone is, you know, pissing you off or not complying, but because someone poses a threat. So you disarm your fire, you discharge your firearm, pop. They don't pose a threat no more. But you shoot the man 7 times, and on the very day, first of all, let me say this. I read an article, and it was like 2 days ago. On the 5th. I know it was on the 5th. Because I had wrote in my notes that when I spoke later, I was going to make sure to mention the countless lives of people who were, the countless lives lost at the hands of people. I mean, they definitely part of our society, but there are people who are in the position of power who overreact. Power, and you overreact. You have a certain level of blame. You have a big level. I mean, like a massive weight of blame that you have to take on to yourself. And I wonder, and I'm sure. That if it's too many of these people, that they have to deal with what they do. So that's not, I'm not talking about the judgment of a person as so much as the fact that the system chose not to even charge them. And on the exact same day that they, what they, this is what I was saying. Let me go back to this. I read the article, and the article says they're going to release the statement about whether they're going to charge the officers or not. This is 2 days ago. And in the article, it said that they had planned to call 500 National Guards to Kenosha just so when they released a statement that they weren't going to charge these officers, there wouldn't be a mass insurrection. 500 National Guards. They were going to bring 500 National Guards to a fucking small, excuse me, a small, so that there wouldn't be a riot. They said this 2 days ago. And then you wake up and Sports Center and Comedy Central is just overturned by an insurrection on the nation's capital. Not from peaceful protesters saying, please don't shoot my brother. This is not what this, listen. A protest. I don't care if it's peaceful. I don't care if it's peaceful or not. A protest is a protest is a protest. That means I'm standing in opposition. That don't mean I'm standing in offense. But they were going to bring 500 National Guards for opposition. So I don't like what you're doing. But then at the exact same time, you have a whole clan. Not, I mean, I want you. It's more than a clan numerically, but it's a clan. It's the clan. Ideally, it's the clan running up on the Capitol. And this brings me to a point that's sincere to me is because we are Americans. Listen, I think deeply about reparations because the bottom line is we're the richest country in the world. Even if China do have all kinds of this and that, we still have our hands in the resources of every single country. And China can go there and build up all the restaurants and corner stores and shops that they want to. They still not getting the resources. They getting the right to, you know, exploit the people and prices and bring in food for a low cost and sell them everything that they want at a low cost like they do here. But they're not getting the resources. We have all the resources. So if you want people to not be poor, you give people money. Not only that, I mean, that's just, this is just base level, you know, just rational thinking. You want people to not be poor, you give them money. I don't know if that's difficult to understand, but it's, you know, it seems like a readily available thought to me. And I'm gonna start there. So let's say if America really cared about the poor people in this country, they would give them money. How do I know? Because there are people that America gives money to that are not poor at all. And you take the average Jewish person or the average Israeli person who America gives $500 a year or, you know, the numerous subsidies, the amounts of loans that they give to incoming communities, they just don't give them to us. But we are people. Hold on. We are a nation. And that conversation about us being a nation deserves ours. And eventually, you know, we'll get into, you know, the science of nationalities and whatnot. But let me just say, based off of American history, now, we know that it's a farce. We know that it's a farce. We know that it's, that is, that is 70, 80% lies, you know, covered up with 20% truth, you know. But, okay, let's just deal with the 80% lies that they told. One of the things that's in American history is 1777, Thomas Jefferson, before he was a president, proposed the idea that the slaves in America, and we know that the slaves, he proposed the fact that the slaves in America were a people, and they should be dealt with like a people. They should be treated as a people. They should be given land. They should be given seeds, and they should be taught the art of war. Those are three things that I remember, because those are three things that I think every people should have: land, some kind of something to plant on their land to grow, and they should know how to defend themselves. And this is what Thomas Jefferson said, that the slaves deserve as a clean bill of slate, you clean the slate. Let's send them off, and I think the term was let the end be I think it was comparable to the Constitution or something like that. It was something along those lines. And I, you know, and I might be mixing up him with Cher, but the idea is that they acknowledged the fact that we were a people, and they acknowledged the fact that the slaves deserve to be a people, and that they deserve to be, you know, compensated, reparated, and restored. Why is this important? Why is this important? Because we are Americans. And when we see, when I see people tear down the Capitol, as much as I feel like America has wronged black people, I still feel like they're tearing down a nation that our ancestors broke their back, bled, sweat, and tears to build. Our ancestors built this. Like, literally, the Capitol was built by slaves. Mind you, Masons and slaves, the Masons, and they're slaves. So, this is our country. And to see anarchists and terrorists run over our country with no repercussions. With no repercussions. I mean, at the end of the day, I seen the dude, y'all seen him in Nancy Pelosi's office. I mean, taking the bomb Instagram pic. I mean, it's the bombest pic you could ever imagine as a revolutionary or as a rebel. But on, she clapped right in Trump's face with her hands parallel to each other. She clapped like duck at your boy Trump's face. We talking about Nancy Pelosi, and the dude got his foot propped up on her desk, sitting that bitch like Duck Dynasty. I'm sitting here like, I can't. I want to digress. ...39% of America feels like the election was rigged. Not that that's a big deal, because 100% of black people feel like Bush stole the election when he won. So the 39% of the people that feel like the election was rigged, I bet you, if you really ask black people, they would tell you that, yeah, it probably was rigged, but we don't care. We want him out of office. Even if it was rigged, y'all been rigging elections, shooting the president, and doing everything to make sure y'all get who y'all want in office. So even if the election was rigged, yeah, and it was, listen, if you black, you can't trick me and tell me you don't think the election was rigged. Because I know that deep down in your soul, you know that all these elections are probably rigged. So the 39%, I'm with you, the election probably was rigged. But I don't care. I don't care. It's the reason why I don't care. The reason why I don't care is because there was still a woman shot. Mind you, it was insurrection. Mind you, she might have been a terrorist, but she was still shot in America for fighting for something she believed in. And she was shot by an authority. Now, to all the people out there in the crowd that happened to shoot this one woman, not the people with the pipe bombs, not the dude in the bulletproof vest, not the dude with the Duck Dynasty and that plus, that happened to shoot this one particular woman. And this is my point about the society we live in. I don't know if this one woman was way more vicious than the rest of the people out there, but I hate the fact that, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, it would have been more people shot if it was black. Listen, I don't want nobody to get shot for fighting for this country if they believe in this country. I don't want nobody to get shot. What I want is for these whack-ass police who overreact to realize that a lot of times you overreact. That's one thing. The next thing is, yeah, we need enforcement for certain situations, but it needs to be some kind of better vetting system. It needs to be some kind of better vetting system. I like the fact that President Trump won. I like the fact that Trump won the presidency because it shows that if you can win, you can win. And even if they don't like you, you still get to be the president. So, you know, that's what America is really all about. Take it at face value. You can hate me. I don't say that I like him as a president. I didn't like him as a president, but I like the fact that America is about this. Even if you don't like me, if I win, I'm the president. You don't have to like me. I just got to come here and do a job. Everybody who got a stimulus check this go around realized that it was President Trump that wanted to give you $2,000 instead of $600. So that's on a totally different note. The other thing I want to say was it was two pipe bombs found. So this wasn't just a regular protest. It was two pipe bombs found. They was going in there to do what white people do. They going full on, you know, that. I'm not even going to say the word. So you got pipe bombs, you got bulletproof vests, you got people, you know, Duck Dynasty and all up in the office. And what I saw the most of was people getting sprayed with the little, the spray can of spider web stuff that looked like when you get the Spider-Man suit at Halloween. They spraying people with spidey webs. They literally spraying people with spidey webs. I'm looking like, are those spidey webs? I mean, listen, you can't tell me that a lot of this stuff ain't false flag. A lot of this stuff is false flag. It just, let's Google it, you know, keep up. If you don't know what a false flag is, keep up. I'm not going back in time to tell you what a false flag is. A lot of this stuff is socialization. I mean, it's basically, you know, I might be the biggest conspiracy theorist that you talk to today, but believe you me, if you don't think that they knew somebody knew what was going to happen, that this was a plan, child, please. And Art Acevedo, let me tell you what I think about Art Acevedo, because I'm almost on my last, but the police presence in black neighborhoods was dumb today. Just dumb. Police presence in black neighborhoods was ridiculous. Art Acevedo, please don't talk to me about y'all got people ready in case something jump off, because I seen what you was doing today. I saw you. With my own two eyes, I saw what y'all was doing today. so many cop cars in black neighborhoods all over. And I'm pretty sure if you just take a poll, not only in Texas, not only in Houston, not only in Dallas, not only in Fort Worth, Austin, I bet you can go coast to coast, like spreading cheese on a quesadilla, and every black neighborhood was full up with police. Why y'all not in these white neighborhoods? Why y'all not following these white people going to see if they're not going to go pipe bomb something? Why are y'all in a black neighborhood messing with black people? We don't have nothing to do. Mass nothing. Mass nothing. Not barely even do Christmas. We don't have nothing to do with mass nothing. Police should have been following white people left and right all over America, making sure nobody's going to bomb nothing. I'm done. I'm too done.
Yeah, okay, I get a man, say less. When'd you start talking and pray less? I'm not doing good, I'm a stray mess. But God doing way more, way less. Yeah, we all to the races. Yeah, I put a rapper in a place quick. Yeah, good is the enemy of greatness. I'm this world girl in my spaceship. My A1's on my A-list. Yeah, Beast Mode made the playlist. Preach Mode for the graces. They sneak mode on the hatred. Money bags, 100 racks ain't the goal. But I ain't really mad if God let me hold that. I say what I want, I don't ever hold back. I just mounted up my first gold plaque. And there's many more to come. See, I'm steady with the pen and now I'm ready. What you want? I don't mess with nobody. I don't got me no hobbies. Cause this here's my hobby. I boom, boom, boom like Bugatti, I'm outy. And yeah, my wave a tsunami. If you ask me how we made it, I just say it's beyond me. And I'm more than what I do, so I don't let it define me. And I'm focused on the future, let the best stay behind me. I'm out. Yeah, okay, I get a man, say less. When'd you start talking and pray less? I'm not doing good, I'm a stray mess. But God doing way more, way less. Yeah, okay, I get it, say less. Yeah, okay, I get it, say less. Yeah, okay, I get it, say less.
Get it, so New York, fresh out the womb, baptized in the East River. Rap game sus, please resurrect Dilla. Highlight real, been realer than realer. I was dead, now it's all Mike Jack Thriller. We in the building, like Con Ed. Lighting up the whole crib, Lisa Lopez. Left side, west side, back to bed side. Crown fried, two piece with the french fries. Think they winning, but they never play chess. I live in New York, minute, you need to say less. Trader Joe's in the hood, it's the Matrix. $7 chopped cheese, I used to pay less, man. You can't walk in my shoes. I spit vividly, Connie Chung on the news. I was stepping out the booth, they were hitting the snooze. It's the New York Giants, Beckham and Cruz.
Yeah, okay, I get a man, say less. When'd you start talking and pray less? I'm not doing good, I'm a stray mess. But God doing way more, way less. Yeah, okay, I get it, say less. Yeah, okay, I get it, say less. Yeah, okay, I get it, say less.
Yeah, okay, I get it, say less.
All right. 45 seconds, and then we're going to give it a little bit more, man.
It's like the devil trying to scare you. But then the angels come in, and the angels, they let you know who's in trouble.
I tried living apart from God. At times I was feeling so far from God. My faith in his people done left me scarred. The hatred and hurt was so bizarre. I thought that they would always ride for me. I cried but nobody replied to me. I questioned the truth inside of me. And right about then is when the devil had lied to me. Like, hold up, God got you, he don't ever show up. All his people acting like they know you. Tell you that you do it for the money, fame, power, trying to blow up. Why you playing games, trying to grow up? You've been reading Bibles and leading studies and helping your little buddies. But tell me what it's really doing for you. Think I'm still telling you, you're faking phony. You're stealing your every motive. So what's the point in trying to keep it loyal? Said you have fake, you're starting to race fake. Can't even take dates, you're hoping to save face. trying to go mainstream in order to reach folks. Ain't nobody rocking with you, especially these folks. I lost it while I'm drinking liquor in my closet. I used to pray in here, but now I'm saucy. I'm losing money, I'm a lost prophet. I'm making bad decisions every time I get exhausted. Lord, I don't even really know the real me now. Demons got me tripping, trying to kill me now. Sitting trying to figure who can help me get delivered. Send an angel in an Uber, come and heal me now. Evil, you ain't got no control of me. I'm never too far from the blood that flowed for me. I lost a lot, but got too much to gain. I'll probably never be the same, but I ain't worried because I know you're restoring me.
How to suffer through the storm, no cap. Yeah, I signed a deal, but I ain't really getting rats. Could've fell up in the pit, lost my track. Switched up the flood, like he switched on my path. Everything different when I hit the glass. Looked at the grandma, then I lived it fast. Stuck my head, I don't know where I'm at. All of that fame don't last. Can you restore me? You gotta quote this recording. I never thought in my life had a story. My testimony, yeah, ET for homie. I see new dimensions like I'm Rick and Morty. No pun intended, he calling. I ain't looking back, I'm all in. I put my heart in the offering.
Cause every time that I feel low, he gon' step in. Yeah, when you running, you got some direction. The devil, he plotting, I see the deception. But haven't you noticed when we at our lowest? That's when I pray a life, be having some focus. Ooh, when I'm winning, am I choosing? Yo, if you missing, every winner's lose. Heal out the body of someone who bodies the verses. Reversing the generation of the curses. Cause D.O.D. is the one we putting first. Took my flesh and put it in a hearse. At my moments when I feel my worst, I know God was throwing though it hurts. Oh, can we burst? No, an alert soul, let the church go.
I've been up 5 days, cause I'm tired of struggling on Fridays, yeah. Lord, I want me a Hellcat, but you know I might speed on the highway,
God,
yeah.
I really
and I met me some Hellcats, they be talking so bad on their partner.
Yeah.
Never met them, but said he my partner. With the real ones, ain't none of them problems. So I left by that cap at the altar, got to make it back home to my daughters, yeah. I'm so sick of these crying men, they just want me to play them a violin, yeah. That's why I never said nothing when they try to come for us on top 10, yeah. Okay. Now they said it, I'm top 10. In the gym, I hang on the rim. All the rockets, I playin' with him. Not for real, I'm standing beside that. I'm so real, so sorry, can't hide that. How come you don't just tell us what happened? On the street with a passion. Maybe that's why they won't let me in passion. But I started with tight with a regular dealing. When I started believing, had a winning season for a certain reason. So I started reaching, then I started speaking to the realest people got behind me. Fighting demons for the real meaning. Got a teriyaki and a Polynesian. This is my city, better sign in. Got a gang of souls who wanna chime in. Tell us, man, but we got you. Honda Civic, I know God's staring. And a Lamborghini, I know God's staring. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then he pioneering, yeah, yeah, yeah. Louis V. and Mary, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't alone to me, yeah, yeah. Just saw the crazy, say, hold on to the top, finally here.
Okay.
I told him good, cause I ain't going back to fly no frontier. 100% to be low zero, world giving me chills on. Had to go back and restore my whole life, folks ain't real.
All on the journey of being restored. And that's the choice that we make. Do we want that process? Do we want to engage it? Or do we want to sit in, you know, in dysfunction? You know what I'm saying? Do we want to sit rusted? Or do we want to join in on this process of being restored?
If I had one takeaway from, you know, well, let's do it like this. In the big scheme of things, we know that things are being orchestrated. We understand that. His forces working against natural order. Not to say that natural order is, you know, the way of humanity, because we here to order, you know, to set things in order. In a sense, but follow me for a second. if a person buys land, mind you, I'm talking about buying land. Okay. Okay, that's a topic in and of itself, which we can split hairs on. And I understand both ideas about whether it's even reasonable to say that you can buy land. But let's say you can buy land, and you buy land, you know. Or let's say, you know, you inhabit the land, you know, whatever the case may be. Who's to say, you know, who governs their land? Well, this is why we have systems and societies and stuff like that, because ultimately, you know, throughout the course of time, we felt like certain things had to be governed. And there are those people who are, you know, so when we talk about liberals and conservatives, what we're basically talking about is people who feel like government need to stay out of my business, which is liberals, and conservatives, well, liberals, government need to stay out of my life. And we'll say government need to stay out of my business, but, you know, we don't need, but we do need government to control, you know, everything behind the scenes, okay? And this is tricky because ultimately a conservative or Republican will tell you that they're not for big government, but we understand that it's because of government that capitalists are able to be in the position that they're in. But they say that they don't want government to control everything because they want a side that the people can choose. And so we say we want government to come in and take money from the capitalists. So you have liberals, who most of us feel like we are liberals, we are Democrats or whatever, who we feel like, listen, when the margin is lopsided, we need a group of people elected by everybody to come in and say, the margin is lopsided, let's shift it back. So but they don't really do that. What they do is they say, we're going to shift it back to the people. And they shift it back to government, shifting to people. Whereas conservatives shift it to people, but it's only elect few people, which are the capitalists. Okay. Now we clear on that. So what is the puppeteer above these two organizations? This is what we would refer to in the conspiracy world as Illuminati. And this is basically, if you go back and track your history, you could track it all the way back to whenever you want to say man and God first came into agreement. If you are Anunnaki, then, you know, you say, you know, whenever people were created by Ilya, and if you are, you know, the trifecta, which is, you know, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, Islam, then you say, you know, God created man, and we all say we servitude to God. It's not the same thing. And furthermore, in Judaism, you know, you have the apparent conversations between, you know, Moses and God about the, you know, let us build your temple. And this is, you know, not only did God say, okay, you know, do this with the world, you know, do this, set things up with the world, but man also kind of implemented himself and said, we're going to, you know, we kind of setting things up. So my point is that all back throughout mythology, history, you know, throughout all literature is what I'm saying. There is a level of servitude that man has to the earth to control what's going on earth. And if you look back far enough, you can almost trace, you know, how man has been controlling the earth, what goes on earth. And so when certain things happen, the natural thing you feel is being controlled. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to feel like, you know, it's a level of randomness to it, but what really makes Trump go up there and say, and then turn around and say, I want to give myself a pardon before I leave office. And the 20th, they already trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a level of like, it's so, you almost kind of have the idea like, you know, it's all being controlled, is my point. Not saying, you know, that God is controlling. That's not what I'm saying. Mind you that for those, you know, who there, that's a totally different topic. But as far as how the hierarchy of human society is manipulating or controlling the events that we experience, and even what we're seeing on the media, even the people who are the producers and the, not even, just let's go higher than that, even the owners of the companies that we are getting the information from have agendas. They have agendas. So what you see and when you see it is all being controlled. It's all being controlled. It's not random. It's not, yeah, you see some stuff. And remember back when Obama was running for office and they kept saying that Obama was, you know, using the media to get in office. He was the first president. And it was all a big thing. It was hoorah, hoorah, Obama for using the media. Now they're saying, oh, Trump is using the media. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Obama used the media. They used the media to take down Gaddafi. They used the media to get Obama in office. They're using the media to make it look like Trump is doing all this stuff. And, you know, he is doing. Don't get me wrong, he is doing. But, you know, and now they're using the media to make us feel like, you know, we split between two different things when really we really need to be focusing on. And I know this is cliche, but just unifying, you know, like you said, organizing for what? Having a sense of togetherness, having a link, a chain of togetherness to where, you know, we're able to move appropriately whenever it's time to move appropriately. And, you know, you don't want to be following and not know what direction to move, or everybody trying to click up and follow the local homeboy that we know, you know what I mean? So, all in all, like I said, my whole big thought is, you know, it's all being controlled. So, you know, be on the lookout for game change and all that stuff. It's definitely coming.